So this is the village where...
Fujari.
Okay. Where two... where two sisters appeared, Rangadevi and Sudevi. When we are looking at the deities, then on the left side we saw Rangadevi, and on the right side we see Sudevi. They are of course also among the Astasakis. They are kind of gentle-natured, but not like completely soft and submissive, like the Madhya type in between. Right? They can sometimes be strong and sometimes be sweet, but generally they are gentle-natured. I'll read a few things about Sudevi. So it's a nice little traditional village, and when you come here alone, with just a few devotees, the villagers will invite you to take some chapatis and all these things. This is one of those villages where you have to taste the chapatis. I guess now we were too many, they didn't have that many chapatis. So, Vrindavan is always, is a pastime place of Krishna. An entire Vrindavan is simply meant for the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna is the center of everyone's attention. And not only of all the living beings, we can read that all the living beings are prema antaranga, are absorbed in love for Krishna. And therefore their only interest is the pleasure of Krishna. But then, in the Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami describes how even Vrindavan itself is ecstatic in serving Krishna. So Vrindavan is also full of love for Krishna. So in this way, we are in this abode of prema. And then both, Radha and Krishna, they are keeping different pets. And amongst these pets, they are keeping parrots. So these parrots, they are, as we know, parrots are known as talkative birds, right? So... Somebody is dying. The Sarika said, so that's the female parrot said, Radhika always prays for Krishna's company. But when she gets it, she becomes as hot as the sun in June out of proud anger. She prays for Krishna's loving service, but when she comes close to him in Vrindavan, then she behaves as if she's lording it over him. How amazing. The male parrot said, Krishna's flute stuns the river, attracts the whole world, and makes all the ladies give up their chastity. Who can describe the glories of Krishna's flutes? It makes the ladies' love for other men like their husbands fade away. It showers their hearts with nectarian sound, and it awakens everyone's natural love for Krishna. Then the Sukhas and the Saris, intoxicated with love for their master Sri Krishna, and mistress Sri Radhika joyfully discussed their glories amongst each other. One Sukha, male parrot, said, Who carried Govardhan Hill on one finger to curve Indra's mountain-like pride? And who enjoyed dancing on the hoots of the Kaliya snake? Tell me, it was Krishna. One female parrot said, Whose mountain-like breasts carry Giridhari like a play lotus? And who dances on the snake-like head of the snake catcher Krishna? Tell me, it is Sri Radha. Asuka said, Who looked at the girls while they were not dressed after stealing their clothes by the Yamuna? where they were bathing? Who broke the vows of all chaste girls? Who killed a calf, Vatsasura? A woman, Putana, and a bull, Aristasura, without shame? Tell me, it was Krishna. And then some Sanskrit. Dara, dara, daram, diram, daru, dara, duram, daram, 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 ruru, dara, rada, dara, dara, daram. So that was the female parrot. Calm Radhika repeatedly keeps her lips on Giridhari's lips, quickly and calmly embracing and checking him. So they're saying Krishna has no shame and he is unaffected, but Radharani is calming even Krishna. So then the male parrot gets back to her and says, Saran sarasai sarai sarasam sarasa sarai sai so surat sa saram sari rasa sari sara. Oh, sorry. Asurari, Krishna, the enemy of the demons, the enjoyer of the rasa dance, quickly comes here from the water of Radhakund, is beautified with lotus flowers and crane birds. So in this way, these parrots, they were talking, and after they had completed their speaking, they sat down, the male parrot on the hand of Krishna and the female parrot on the hand of Srimati Radharani, who then rewarded them for such nice katha, and very affectionately Radha and Krishna fed the parrots pomegranate seeds and grapes brought by Vrinda with their own hands. After rewarding the Sukha and Sarika, they wanted to play dice. So they went to the green kunja of Sudevi Sakhi, named Sudevi Sukada, giving joy to Sudevi. Krishna entered the wonderful cottage in the kunja and sat down on a seat with his friends, while Radha and her girlfriends sat down on the other side. Madhumangal and Lalita became Krishna's and Radhika's respective advisors. Sudevi and Subal sat on their side to throw the dice. Nandimukhi and Vrinda were the referees, and Kundalata was the leader of the audience. Shyam took two golden dice, and Gauri took two bluish dice to play with. And at the first throw, Krishna's pet deer, Suranga, and Radha's pet doe, Rangini, were wagered. Krishna won. So Madhumangal joyfully bound the doe up and took her along. Then at the second throw, Krishna's flute, Murali, and Radha's Veena, Pavika, were wagered. Radhika won, so Lalita snatched the flute away, although Krishna tried to hide it. At the third throw, Radha and Krishna's necklace were wagered. Thinking that Radhika had cheated, Madhumangal said, Krishna put an end to this game, thinking, and for the word game, he used the word sari. Sanskrit is like that, that the words, so when he said that, he meant put an end to the game. But the female parrot thought, put an end to the parrot. So the parrot flew in the tree and started chirping and flew up, but then everyone started laughing. Anyway, the next point, they were putting, at the fourth dice, they were putting their own friends at stake, and Radhika won. Madhumangal became afraid, thinking, now they will take me away. He threw the dice around over the table, and Radha and Krishna began to quarrel. I have won, I have won. Then the Sakis came and bound Madhumangal up. Thus a great quarrel arose between the cowherd boys and the gopis. Then Krishna told Radhika, there will be some dispute. Let's forget the last throw and begin another one. So somehow or other, they threw again. And they wagered. Krishna wagered that... it said the defeated one must embrace the winner. And of course, Krishna lost. And so, and then Krishna And then all the gopis were laughing, and Krishna became very morose and said, now you can take all my limbs and my chest and everything. And in this way, it ended all on a good note. So this describes a little bit how the playful pastimes are going on from Govinda Lilamrita. Rupa Goswami is writing how in his Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika, how Sudevi is the eighth of the Varista Gopis, or the Astasakhi. She is sweet and charming by nature. She's the sister of Rangadevi. Her husband is Vakreksana, the younger brother of Bhairava. Her marriage with Vakreksana was arranged by his younger brother. Her form and other qualities are so similar to those of her sister Rangadevi that they're often mistaken for one another. In the Bhakti Ratnakar, there Narahari, he writes as follows. Who can remain patient, seeing the beautiful form of Rangadevi? Her eight followers, headed by Manjumeda, steal the hearts of all. Manjumeda, Sumadura, Sumaja, Madhurikshana, Tanumaja, Madhusandra, Bunachusa, and Vrangada are the eight followers of Rangadevi. You can guess that this book is very useful for gurus who are looking for names. You know? Sudevi is always joyful to her love for Radhika. Her eight followers are well known. Tunga Bhadra, Rasatunga, Rangavari, Susangata, Chitraleka, Vichitangri, Medini, Madanalalasa, and these are the eight followers of Sudevi. So, as we discussed yesterday, they are leaders, leaders within themselves. It said they're independent. They are taking independent initiatives to serve Krishna and are leading others in doing so. In that way, we can appreciate how Krishna and his gopis are performing many pastimes. And we were reading about the kunja of Sudevi, which is situated around Radhakund. And we explained yesterday how all the Astashakis each have their own kund around Radhakund, then around Shamakund. The cowherd boys have their kunds, but they are putting gopis in charge of it, right? Although these are their kunds, because there it is Madhurya Ras and Krishna is there performing pastimes with his gopis. Although some cowherd messengers are also there, like Subal. So in this way, we can see how these pastimes take place all throughout Vrindavan. And different moods, different rasas. Sometimes cowherd boys. We are from here, we'll go down now, and then we'll go to the to Umchakan, the village of Lalita Devi. And there are many nice places where we can visit. And so in this way, we will carry on in these very nice villages, discovering more about the world and the pastimes of Krishna. And although we are not qualified to enter in such pastimes, still we can hear about them and appreciate and pray for some mercy of these eternal devotees. We are coming here to pray that we may develop some love for Krishna. All these personalities, they have love for Krishna. We don't. So we pray that we may also, that some drop of that love may come our way. so that we will be able to serve Krishna in as they do, so that our Krishna consciousness becomes just totally inspired and always aimed at just satisfying Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya said, Mora man Vrindavan, my mind has become like Vrindavan. My mind has become a place of where I fully satisfy only Krishna. And this is the mind of a devotee. The mind of a devotee is Vrindavan. It is the mind which is always aiming at satisfying Krishna. And we can see that people who stay here in such a simple place must be simple people. You know, they are not agitated. They are not looking for some excitement. They're not looking for, you know, it's a Saturday night. Nothing. They are simple and pure in that respect. Living here, looking after this temple, we understand that there so we're dealing with exalted people. Not that necessarily everyone who lives in Vraj is never misbehaving. That's not the case, but still, something extraordinary is there. We can appreciate. Therefore, this little temple, which is hidden, it is part of Vraj, but it is just in Rajasthan, as our driver told us. And he's not allowed to go to Rajasthan. But he is also a devotee, so he's merciful. So, therefore, he couldn't say no when I pushed him a little. And so, we are here, and by the mercy of the driver also. And we are praying to Sudevi, praying to Rangadevi. We are praying for spiritual strength, so that when we leave Vrindavan and return to ordinary mundane places where we reside, that we'll remember Vrindavan, and remember that beyond the Vrindavan that we see here, there is an eternal Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, and where everyone is absorbed in love for Krishna. Thank you so much. If you didn't give something, please give something if you can, because it is our duty to maintain these places. But you always give. But everyone should give. Not you, everyone. That will be very nice. I forgot the name. No, but the town has a name also, which I forgot. You can ask the Pujari. Yeah, this is Sudevi Mandir, but the town has a name, and I forgot it. That's why I didn't say it. You caught me.